It is a gift that comes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for attending the classes in the masjid, Masajid of Ahl-Sunnah, and the Masajid of Ahl-Bidah. Masajid that are established upon taqwa, fear of Allah, upon the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You attend the classes, you learn with your brothers, you sit next to them, take notes, attend the classes, because this is how we're going to learn the deen of Allah. And this is how we're going to do the action that are pleasing to Allah, an action that are going to benefit us, inshallah, when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, from the great favors of Allah upon us is to allow us to gather in the masjid amongst our brothers here at Masjid Ibn Abbas, among our families, so that we can, inshallah ta'ala, together study some of the matters of our deen. Inshallah, this is going to be a series of classes on a very important matter, which is families matters. As a family, because we know the importance of the family in Islam. Islam has given a great importance to the family, because the family is the main brick for building a community and a society. If the family is sound, the society be sound, inshallah. The community be sound. But if the family is going through problems and chaos and weak and turmoil, that reflects in a negative way in the community and in the society. This is a topic of extreme importance, inshallah, because it concerns all of us, because we have families, and those who don't have, meaning they're not married, they are a part of another family, because they have parents, they have siblings, they have brothers and sisters, inshallah ta'ala. That topic, like I say, inshallah, here at Ibn Abbas, we're going to do it maybe once a month, twice, inshallah. Our brothers, the Imam Talha Hafidahullah, and his brothers in the administration, with the consultation, and do what is good for the community, inshallah. May Allah grant us tawfiq and help us and aid us to be a part of this beneficial effort, inshallah ta'ala. What I choose to speak about today, inshallah, is a topic that branch off this family issue, which I want to start with this, inshallah ta'ala, and then we continue in other topics as related to education of the children, our children, their education, the role that the youth play in the progress of any society and community, and many other, inshallah, the problems facing the youth, facing the Muslims in the land of non-Muslims and the like. But we start today, tonight, inshallah ta'ala, on this topic, متى تكون الحياة الزوجية في نعيم. How to achieve harmony in your marriage. This is a topic. How you achieve harmony in your marriage. And of course, this is a very important topic for those who are married and for those who are not. Those amongst us who are already married, nobody should tell you better than what you experience in your marriage. For instance, first of all, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring harmony in our marriages between spouses. Bring love, mutual love and harmony and peace and stability and tranquility and joy and the like. But keep in mind, there is no marriage that is problem-free. It is always ups and downs. It is always something you're going to say and she may not, you may not ring with her, didn't settle with her. But how you deal with those matters, then that's what we're going to learn, inshallah. Like I said, this is not just for those who are married, but also for those who are not and looking to get married. So both sides should take notes, inshallah ta'ala. This is a talk that I gave a long time ago, mainly from the work of the Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab al-Wasabi, al-Abdali. حفظه الله in Yemen. And also there is some work that we're going to mention to you on statements of Sheikh Al-Imam bin Sa'di, Sheikh Al-Albani, Sheikh bin Baz, Sheikh bin Uthaymeen, and other than them, inshallah ta'ala. الحياة الزوجية التي يعيشها الناس تنقسم إلى أقسام. When you look at the marriage, marital life, you can categorize it or in different groups. قسم في جحيم وقسم في نعيم وقسم مختلط ما بين الجحيم والنعيم. عندهم من النعيم وعندهم أيضا من الجحيم. When it comes to marriage, now you find a husband and a wife, they live together, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with children and the like. How they live their life, their mornings, their afternoons, their evenings, their Fridays and Mondays and Tuesdays, and their Ramadans and their Sha'ban and Shawwal. How? Are they joyful? Are they happy? Well, guess what? A category of people that they live in Jahim. Turmoil, inferno, nothing but problems, nothing but chaos, fighting. While another group of spouses, they live in ease, comfort, joy, stability, serenity, peace of mind, happiness. They men and women too. Okay? They human being. And then there is a third category that they have a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Some days are nice, easy, beautiful. Other days, nothing but problems and chaos and turmoil and fighting and the like. Wallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala qala fi surat al-infitar, inna al-abrara lafi na'im wa inna al-fujjara lafi jahim. So look, the two main words here, the key words, is the na'im and, what's the other one? Al-jahim. There is the good word is na'im. The other one, the opposite of it, is what? Al-Jahim. No one wants the other one, the Jahim. We ask Allah to protect us. We all strive for this Na'im, the bliss, the ease, the comfort, stability, peace of mind, and the like. Allah mentioned these two words in one ayah in Surah, in two ayahs in Surah Al-Infitar. Verily, the Abrar are in Na'im. SubhanAllah. You see? Allah says, tell us, who are the people that will be in Na'im? Verily the Abrar. Who are the Abrar? The pious and the righteous. They're the one that gets the Na'im. In this life, ease, stability, tranquility, joy, harmony, unity that is pleasing to Allah. And in the hereafter, that Na'im is paradise. The Jannah. And verily, the Fujjar gets what? They get the Jahim. The Fujjar, the wicked, and the disbelievers, polytheists, sinners, and evildoers, they will get this Jahim. In this life, problems, chaos, fighting, no stability, disorder, turmoil, trials. And in the hereafter, if they die upon kufr and disbelief and rebellions, they will be in Jahim, which is usually means the blazing fire of hell. قال ابن القيم رحمه الله في هذه الآية إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم. ابن القيم says, وهذا عام في الدنيا والآخرة. ابن القيم رحمه الله says, this ruling in this ayah is general, comprise both this life and in the hereafter. That the abrar, the pious and the righteous, those who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and act upon His commands and obey the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and act upon His commands, they are upon the right path, the sirat al-mustaqim. They adhere to the path of the companions. In the aqaid, in the belief, in the ibadat, acts of worship, in the akhlaq, in the transactions, in the manners, these abrar, they are in delights, in this life and in the hereafter. Likewise, the fujjar, the wicked, the renegades and the rebellious, sinners and those who turn their back to the deen of Allah, they don't want to learn it, they don't want to act upon it, he says they are in Jahim. They're in big trouble in this life and in the hereafter. إذن هذا السؤال المهم جدا. متى تكون الحياة الزوجية في نعيم? Those amongst us who are married already, and those who are trying to establish a family by getting married, this is a very important question. How to achieve harmony in your marriage? Because none of us as a human being, none of us wish for trouble. Nobody say, hey, look, trouble, I love trouble. Yeah, I'm trouble man. Trouble is the favorite things that are happening. Not everybody wants peace of mind. You come back from work, tired, you come home. You want to find ease, right? You want to rest. You want that wife to meet you and greet you with love, with respect. How you doing? Don't worry about it now. You're home. That's what she's going to tell you. You're home now. You're not at work. Don't worry about what happened 8 hours ago or 10 hours or more or less. You're home. She make him feel good. She's an obedient wife, a righteous woman, because she wants to be from the Abrar. She wants to have this Na'im in this life, and she wants to have the ultimate Na'im on Yawm Al-Qiyamah. Likewise, the husband. He's not like he's going to be nice to the people outside the house, but when he comes to the house, he's another person. He's nice to everybody but his wife and his children. That's a problem right there. So let us understand this. When we're going to achieve this harmony, this joy, this stability, this good, this unity, this togetherness and harmony in our marriage. Mata, hal kullun ya'ni lahu tasawwur? When you ask the people this question, they may give you different answers. But now he wants to take the right answers. And that's what we're going to write down. إِذَا اتَّقَ اللَّهَ وَرَاقَبَ اللَّهَ كُلٌّ مِنَ الزَّوْجَيْنِ وَاسْتَقَامَ عَلَى الْكِتَابِ وَالسَّنَةِ. If the spouses, husband and wife, they want harmony in their marriage, they want stability, they want ease, they want good, and they want to escape those fighting and chaos and they have evil consequences and bad consequences, this is how what they need to do. They have to achieve the taqwa. It's not about where you're from and against what I'm from. If you do this, if you get that. No, taqwa of Allah. If both the husband and the wife, they fulfill the taqwa of Allah. And how? By acting upon the commands of Allah to the best of your ability. And by staying away from the prohibitions. By being a good Muslim. He himself. He's not going to be a good husband if he's not a good servant of Allah. And she's not going to be a good wife if she's not a good servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They fulfill the taqwa. And they should both know that Allah is a raqib. Any action they used to do. And they are about to do, whether they are together, whether they are far away from one another, whether they are alone, they do what's pleasing to Allah. Because they do things for Allah. For Allah, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if he's doing something bad, she still have to do what's pleasing to her Lord. No retaliation. That mentality of, oh, you want to play that game? Okay, I'm going to show you, I'm good at it. No, we don't do that. Muslims who wants the Jannah, wants to be from the Abrar, they don't play those nasty games. Oh yeah, that's what you want to do? I'm going to show him for real. No, show yourself who you are. You don't know who you are. You're a servant of Allah. You want that which is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to earn the pleasure of Allah. Na'am. This marriage will be a good marriage. They have harmony and ease and stability. If both the husband and the wife, they are upright in their religion. They are upright upon the book of Allah and upon the sunnah of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. إِنْ فَعَلَ هَذَا فَإِنَّ حَيَاتَهُمْ تَكُونُ فِي نَعِيمٍ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَنَعِيمٍ فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. لأن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول كما في صحيح مسلم حيث جابر رضي الله عنه يبعث كل عبد على ما مات عليه. يبعث كل عبد على ما مات عليه وعليك السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. If both, not just one of them, take both of them, husband and wife. If they build their life, that relationship that they have between them, that lawful relationship, because through marriage, if they build it and base it on this, on istiqamah, on righteousness, on piety, on obedience to Allah, on obedience to His Messenger, in everything they say, everything they do, every decision they are about to do, then, inshallah, their life will be in na'im in this life and na'im in the hereafter, inshallah. Because the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the hadith of Sahih Muslim, the authority of Jabir radiallahu anhu, يُبْعَثُ كُلُّ عَبْدٍ عَلَى مَا مَتَ عَلَيْهِ. Every servant will be resurrected on the state he died upon. You die upon piety, you be resurrected on that. You die as a mustaqim upon istiqamah, you're resurrected upon that. May Allah make things easy for us. فَمَنْ كَانَ فِي نَعِيمٍ فِي الدُّنْيَا فَهُوَ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ فِي نَعِيمٍ فِي الْآخِرَةِ وَهَكَدَ الْعَكْسُ بِالْعَكْسُ. So if anyone, he was obedient to Allah upon taqwa and righteousness, and they harvest the good fruits of that piety in their life. Because Allah says in Surah An-Nahl, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ فَلَا نُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Whoever does righteous actions, whether be he or she, man and a woman, while he or she is a believing, they are upon iman, sound aqidah, what is the benefit? Allah says, certainly will give them a pure life in this life. Allahu Akbar. You cannot buy happiness, alayka salam, with money. You just can't. You cannot bring stability in your marriage because you buy it. You can't buy a dozen of joy or a bunch of harmony. You just can't. What brings it is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the opposite is totally true, the Shaykh says. Those who are not upon obedience to Allah, they will experience a lot of problems, turmoil, troubles. Yet, if they don't repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't repent and get it together before they die, because death doesn't wait for you until you get it together. As the Salaf, they used to say, الموت لا ينتظرك حتى تستقيم. استقم وأنت تنتظر الموت. Death does not wait for you until you get it together. Get it together while you're waiting for death. نعم الموت لا ينتظرك حتى تستقيم. لن تستقيم كما أمرت. استقم وأنت تنتظر الموت. So if someone is not upright, then they got problems. And they say, why I got problems? Because of her. Why can't you say because of me? It's always because of her. Whenever they have a problem, it's because of her. Ah, she's got big mouth. What about you? You got no mouth? Maybe yours is bigger than hers. You just don't notice. Same thing. When you get the problems, you find her. Oh man, this brother got a girl. Got a girl, what about you? You have nothing to do with the problem. Ikhwan, we're human. We always have something to do with something. Let's be honest. And that's one of the main problems. Inshallah, we may later on, because we're going to try to do this, inshallah, for a long run, right? Uh-huh. Inshallah. We may bring discord problems. What is the things that leads to it, and what is the cure and solution? But I'm going to give you a preview, inshallah, if you don't mind. Right? There is things that bring problems between and discord between husband and wife. One of the most obvious one, the most obvious, is that you're a man and she's a woman. That's why sometimes you don't get along. Sometimes she doesn't see it the way you see it because you're a man and she's a woman. That's how it is. But some of us men, we don't even pay attention to this. Obvious point. I'm like, some man, he wants his wife to think like him. And a wife, she wants her husband to think like her. And that's a problem. Now, we're not even going to get into, look, man, they are not from different areas and different background and
different customs and all that, you have to take it in consideration. Not when you're angry. When you're, mashallah, by yourself, you know what you're thinking about, and you bring all the puzzles, all the pieces together. And you make a decision that is pleasing to Allah, not what you want. Aynam, ala ayin. The Shaykh, he says, the opposite is true. Those who have nothing but hardship in this life, because they are disobedient to Allah, they are not pious, they are not righteous, they want to do it their way instead of adhering to the commands of Allah, the commands of His Messenger, then if they die on that, in Yawm al-Qiyamah, they will have nothing but hardship. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي سُورَةِ الْإِسْرَاءِ وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي هَذِهِ أَعْمَى فَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَعْمَى وَأَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. And whoever is blind in this world, not the physically blind, this is the man that does not see Allah's signs, man. He has beautiful eyes open. He can see the haram with them. But he doesn't see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doesn't believe in Allah. Will be blind in the hereafter. And more astray from the path. More astray. Not blind because they can't see. There are ulama cannot see. Some of the companions they couldn't see. But they were righteous and pious servants of Allah. Meaning those who cannot see the haqq, cannot see the signs of Allah and act upon them. Naam. فَلَيْسَ الْمُرَادُ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ بِالنَّعِيمِ كَثْرَةُ الْمَآكِلِ وَالْمَشَارِبِ وَالْمَلَابِسِ وَالْمَسَاكِنِ وَالْمَرَاتِبِ. ليس المراد هذا. هذا يحصل وهم قد يحصل وهم في جحيم وقد يكونون فقراء وهم في نعيم. الله أكبر. So now when you hear harmony, happiness, joy, what is intent by that? It's not having a lot of food, a lot of money, living in luxury, lavish way of living, having a beautiful bigger house and more bedrooms and two swimming pools, one indoor, one outdoor, a basement full of I don't know what, entertainment, and they eat, I don't know, lobsters in the morning, who knows, people think, oh, that's what it is, he has a big job, money coming, all over. This is not necessarily, this is not the definition of joy and happiness and harmony. Yes, some people, they may have all that, but their life have no joy whatsoever. They build a big house, houses, a lot of money, better rights. They eat stuff you never heard of. They've been to places never you heard of. Mecca is not one of them. And then they are in Jahim. But then you find a spouse, husband and wife and their children, they poor. They have no car. They live in apartments, small apartments. But they so happy. They happy, subhanAllah, harmony. They happy together. They respect each other. They love one another. They care about one another. They assist and aid one another. Upon piety and upon good. Allahu Akbar. Even though they poor. فَالنَّعِيمُ لَيْسَ نَعِيمُ الْبَطْنِ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ وَتَلْبِيَةَ رَغَبَاتِ النَّفْسِ وَإِنَّمَا هُوَ نَعِيمُ الْقَلْبِ طُمَأْنِينَةَ الْقَلْبِ سَكِينَةَ الْقَلْبِ رَاحَةَ الْقَلْبِ. هَذَا هُوَ النَّعِيمُ. Now, certain people, they get it all wrong, man. They think that the more they eat, if they eat a lot, man, it's going to make them happy. If they dress, look good, and put on some expensive clothing, that's what's going to make them happy and bring that joy to their life. Some people, they think, do whatever their soul tells them to do and fulfill any desires of any kind, that's what's going to make them happy. The real happiness is not the happiness of the body. Is the not the physical one. Is the spiritual one. Is the happiness and the joy and the ease of the hearts.
is the serenity of the heart, is the tranquility of the heart. ولا نعيمة إلا بالإسلام والإيمان. لا نعيمة للقلب ولا راحة ولا سكينة إلا بالإسلام والإيمان. And understand it like this, يا أخوان. The heart can never be at ease. You will never have that serenity and peace except through Islam, applying Islam and sound iman. لا نعيم إلا بتقوى الله عز وجل. No harmony, no ease in your life. No peace of mind, no tranquility and serenity except through taqwa of Allah. That's what brings these ingredients. These ingredients, yes, you can achieve them. We can through taqwa of Allah. لا نعيم إلا بالتمسك بالكتاب والسنة. There is no way to joy, happiness, stability, serenity, peace of mind, tranquility, and harmony except through adhering to the Book of Allah and to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فكثير من الناس يجهلون هذه المسألة, مسألة النعيم الحقيقي والسعادة الحقيقية. Many people, they get it wrong when it comes to this matter. The real na'im, the true happiness. يظنون أن السعادة في كثرة الأمتعة وكثرة حاجات الدنيا والتوسع فيها. Certain people, they think, look, man, you want to be happy in your life and life's going to be easy and smooth and easy and all that. Man, you got to get some more money. Get more money, get more joy, and you'll be happy. Money make you happy. Got to get money, man, you know, and this and businesses. And they says the more you get from this dunya, the more you'll be happy. والتوسع في الدنيا ليس دليلا على النعيم بل قد يكون في الغالب العكس قد يكون عذابا وتعبا ومشقة والعياذ بالله قال الله سبحانه وتعالى ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى الآن. Actually, running after this dunya, trying to get more of it, is not always as certain people think, this is how you're going to be happy, man. Get more money, more properties. Huh? That's how you're going to get, you be happy and you secure, they say you secure your future. Future? You're not going to not secure your future. Death is certain, tomorrow is not. You're talking about future. You don't even know if you're going to make it for further tomorrow. You're going to, this is the reality. But in most cases, actually, the opposite is true. The more people are oriented towards the dunya, the more their hardship comes from that same venue. Now, they will have those who run after the dunya. In most cases, they have nothing but turmoil, fatigue, hardship in their lives. But the one who, alhamdulillah, have a job, he pay the bills, bring the food, save his karama, his honor, take care of his family, but his mind is on the akhirah. Now I don't know how to make more money. Making more money, what? But he's not in the masjid. Making more money, he's in the streets running. Making money, but he's not in the house. His children, they don't even know who he is. Some parents, he live early in the morning, before Fajr. Children are still asleep. And he don't come back until 11, 12. Kids are asleep. They think they don't have a father. His wife don't see him. When he come, he's beat up. He just go to sleep. Can't talk. Can't hear nothing. And then he's like, I'm doing all this for you, to bring you joy, to bring you harmony. Money doesn't buy you happiness, man. Money may buy you the most expensive mattress, but that same most expensive mattress is not guaranteed that it will come with one good night of sleep. Because it's the condition of the heart. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ.
the hearts feel at ease with the remembrance of Allah, with obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not with money and material things. Allah tells us in the Quran, and whoever turned away from my remembrance, from Quran, from acting upon the Islam and the Sunnah, for such a person is a life of hardship. Allahu Akbar. In this life. Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, when he mentioned this ayah, he says, don't let the fake smiles of those who have money and drive bigger cars and live in a bigger homes and eat a lot of food and they live in luxury, but they are disobedient. They don't remember Allah. They don't worship Allah as they should. So don't let those fake smiles fool you. They have nothing but hardship. Yeah, they smile like, oh, we got it, man. Yeah, we got it. Oh, no, that's fake. Why? Because Allah who created them, He says they have nothing but life of hardship. Anyone who turns away from the remembrance of Allah, he won't get no joy. Cannot buy it with money or possession. فالزوجان إذا أرادا أن يعيش حياة سعيدة فلا بد من تقوى الله سبحانه وتعالى. كل من الزوجين يتق الله في نفسه ويتق الله في الآخر. Now husband and wife, they want joy, they want serenity, they want peace of mind. They don't want no fighting, chaos, turmoil, trouble. She doesn't have to worry about him. He doesn't have to worry about her. Yes, it can happen. It can happen. We have the tools. Alhamdulillah. If the spouses, both of them, are looking for joy and stability, harmony in their marriage, it's a must that they have to fulfill the taqwa of Allah. That's it. No other choice, man. If I move over to another community, yeah, right. It's not what was going to make it. Taqwa of Allah. Doesn't matter where you live. In a big house, small house, apartment, a mansion, doesn't matter what you drive. It's the condition of the heart and the soul. Some people, they just take care of their bodies and what they eat, what they put on and what they wear and where they sleep, and they take care of that. They're so good at it. And they forget about their souls. They put so much effort into their bodies. It's strong, big, it look good, strong, but weak soul. Soul is so weak. One of the Salaf, forget his name, he has a line of poetry, beautifully says, يَعْتَنِي بِنَفْسِكَ وَأَتْمِمْ مَكَارِمَهَا فَأَنْتَ بِالنَّفْسِ لَا بِالْجِسْمِ إِنسَانُ. أنت بالنفس لا بالجسم إنسان. He says, take good care of your soul. Purify, complete its morals. True Islam, ya akhwan. True taqwa, obedience to Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because you are a human being, because of your soul, not because of your body. That's what makes you a real human being. The state of your soul. So the Sheikh, he says, it's very important for the spouses, if they are looking for harmony, for happiness, for ease, for stability, then he has to fear Allah. As related to the rights of Allah and as the rights of his wife. That's how you fear Allah. Because Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he says, taqwa Allah is when you act upon the commands of Allah. Fulfill the rights of Allah. And you have to fulfill the rights of your spouse. Your wife has rights over you, you fulfill them. If you do that, you fulfill the rights of your creator, you fulfill the rights of your wife, mashallah, that's harmony right there. That's the equation. That's what it is, as simple as this. Likewise, the woman, you have to play a part, your part and your role in this. You fear Allah by fulfilling the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being a good servant, being obedient to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also you fulfill the rights of your husband. Because he has a rights. Sometimes you find women don't even know the rights of their husbands upon them. That's why when he tell her something, a simple thing, she's like, why you tell me? I'm not you. What you saying? Why? It's his right. You don't even know the rights of your husband. ويتقي الله في ماله وفي وقته ويتقي الله في أولاده وفي كلامه وفي كل حياته. You want harmony, أخي? Me and you? We want joy? We don't, because we don't want problems. Because we know what problems bring. You can't sleep. You're worried now. What's going to happen? What's not going to happen? Oh, man, I don't want to get there. You get sick. Your mind is on something else. You don't want that. I know I don't want that. And may Allah protect us from that. But we have to take the means. We have to take the means. Fear Allah, taqwa, ya ikhwan. Taqwa. In everything you do, in your wealth, that money you bring in, that paycheck, where are you bringing it from? What is it? Halal, haram. Some people don't care. They just want to make some money. Bootleg, not bootleg. Halal, haram, mixed. They're like, look, man, I got to do what I got to do. Okay, that's how you look at it. You got to do what Allah commands you to do, not what you, a man got to do, what a man got to do. You're just a man. You're a servant of Allah. You're a Muslim. You're a Salafi. Upon the Sunnah. Adhere to the Quran, to the Sunnah, to the way of the Salaf. In your wealth. Don't just go and do whatever you want to do. Now you're going to, before you get a job, before you start a business, before you take anything, before you sell anything, before you cut any deal, is this is okay for me? That's a factor of bringing harmony in your life. Likewise, your time. What do you do with your time? Do you spend it upon obedience to Allah? Upon taqwa? Learning, reading, helping somebody, visiting the sick, being nice to others, your parents, your family, your children? What do you do with your time? Or you do whatever you want to do and now you wonder later on why she's mad at you? Your time. Taqillah fi awladik. We fear Allah as related to our children. They are a great responsibility. And that's another topic. Of course, every point I mentioned there is going to, we may have to go and elaborate on them later on. Not tonight, later on. But I'm already like, I see brothers getting tired. I'm sorry. You can tell me to stop anytime, okay? Inshallah ta'ala. If you're tired, I can stop. Because as you see, maybe I'm getting tired too. Alayin. You fear Allah as related to your speak, to your speech. What do you say before you say anything? That's another topic. You guard your tongue. Some women, they just keep running their mouth. The man say, I got you. I heard you. How, you didn't hear me? She keep running like he didn't hear her. I got you, sir. I heard you. Why are you acting like you didn't hear me? Nah, you got some power before you talk. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ Husna. Allah tells us, say to people, what? Husna. Choose the best expression when you talk to other people. What about your husband? What about your wife? The way you speak, it make a big difference. I know that many problems that some of my brothers and sisters bring to me, and I'm just saying by the means of giving an example, is because of the way that certain husbands talk to their wives and the way some wives talk to their husbands. It's not a big problem at all, just the way we talk to each other. Yeah, your wife, she deserves your kindness. The Prophet ﷺ say, what did he say? The best of you, خيركم, خيركم لأهله. The best of you, are those best to their families? Your wife. You're going to be nice to the cashier in Walmart? She's a kafir? I don't. Yeah, it's okay. Sorry, I have to run. No, take your time. It's okay. Wife come and say, listen, I was busy with the kids and the food's going to be... What? Not again. But the kafir at Walmart, it's okay. Take your time. I got nothing to do. Allahu Akbar. Be nice to your wife, man. Be nice to your wife. If she come, she don't even have to say anything. If you just come and say, hey, can I do anything to help? The Prophet ﷺ used to help in the house. The Prophet ﷺ used to come and help around the house. He's the best of mankind. With all, if somebody say, well, listen, I got things to do. Well, you're more busy than the Prophet ﷺ?
He was the prophet, the messenger, he was the leader, the ruler, he was the teacher, he was. Everybody want to talk to him, everybody want to ask him, everybody want to be with him. But he come home, Allahu Akbar, as a husband. And he helps around the house. Some men, they think like if they help, they run the vacuum, that take away from their manhood. He's not a man enough. It's not how you look at matters, man. You got to do. Who's your example in what you do? It's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "Wa ana khayrukum li ahli." He says, he's the best husband. And he is indeed. And if you want to be the best husband, you can do as he did it, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Read in Bukhari, Muslim, Sunan Abi Dawood. Read in the books of Hadith. How the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam dealt with his wives. His forbearance. Forgiveness, gentleness, leniency, ease. Now somebody is tough. Who's your example in this? Who's your example, Yah? In every moment of your life, before you make any decision, see what's good in it for you. The good based on what Allah, what's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تُرَاقِبُ اللَّهِ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ مُطَّلِعٌ عَلَيْكَ وأن الله يراك ويسمع كلامك وأن الله يعلم ما في قلبك لأن الله يعلم ما في قلوبنا وأنه تعالى سيحاسب عباده وأنه سيجازيهم إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. This is the ingredients of success. This was gonna bring harmony and joy. You don't have to pay a dime, man. You don't have to bribe your wife to get a smile from her. Now do this. If she's a good servant of Allah, she see you doing good, obedient to Allah, he should be happy. If she see you, mashallah, reading the Quran, she should be happy. Like, alhamdulillah, he's doing what. That's what's going to make him a good husband. That's how I'm going to benefit from him. And my children are going to benefit from him. That's what's going to keep shaitan away from the house. That's what's going to keep problems away from our marriage. That man doing what's pleasing to his Lord. You see? That's how it is. Because Allah knows what we do, sees what we do, He hears what we say, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward each and every one of us according to what we do. أَمَّا إِذَا كَانَ الزَّوْجُ وَالزَّوْجَةُ كُلُّ مَا جَاءَ عَلَى بَالِهِ قَالَهُ مَا يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ فِي لِسَانِهِ كَيْفَ سَيَسْعَدْ هَذَا. But now on the other hand, if the husband or the wife, they don't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa of Allah is not on their mind at all. How are they going to find happiness and harmony? How? If they don't find it in taqwa of Allah, where? There is no substitute for this one. There is none. They don't fear Allah in their tongue. How are they going to be happy? إِذَا قَالَ لَهُ الشَّيْطَانُ سُبْ سَبْ إِذَا قَالَ لَهُ الْعَنْ يَلْعَنْ إذا قال له استهزئ استهزأ بها إذا قال له الشيطان اضرب ضرب وكسر وهكذا المرأة. How can a man who doesn't obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doesn't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doesn't apply the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his life, how he's going to be happy? How can he say, man, I can't find happiness with this lady? Because you're not following the means, brother. Instead of adhering to what Allah says, he's honoring the invitations of the shaitan. When shaitan said to him, curse her out, he cursed her out. She's cursed now. Shaitan tell him, man, strike her. She's stricken now. She's on the floor. Shaitan tell him, man, she ain't nobody. Man, giving you all this hard time, man, send her a bad text message. He sent her a bad text message, insult her and her family. Because he's following what the shaitan says. وهكذا المرأة فالذي لا يتقي الله في لسانه وفي أعماله وفي سمعه وفي بصره وماله وفي كل حياته لا يمكن أن يجد السعادة كما ينبغي. Likewise, the same thing applies on a woman. A man or a woman, if they don't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their tongue, by being careful what to say to each other, you don't have to talk all the time. If you're angry, don't say anything. Bite it. Go somewhere else. Make wudu. Pray to rak'ah. Go get you a cup of coffee. Don't speak in times of anger. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, say what is good or be silent.
Silence is good for you. When you move out of that stage of being angry and this, then you can talk right now. Likewise, in every move you make, any action you make, you be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what you listen to, what you look at to, what you hear, your life, every move of your life, your livelihood, your earnings, everything. You're not going to find happiness somewhere else.
فعلينا إن شاء الله أن نتقي الله في أنفسنا ولعلنا نقف عند هذا الحد. We stop here إن شاء الله تعالى. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us beneficial knowledge that is coupled with righteous actions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid us and help us and assist us subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we will never be able to do it without Allah's assistance subhanahu wa ta'ala and without the tawfiq from Allah. That's why we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to that which is pleasing to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our souls and to clean our hearts. We ask Allah to make us a good servants from His believing servants. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring harmony in our marriages, and may Allah make it easy on those who are trying to get married. Barakallahu feekum, jazakumullahu khairan, wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa taslimin kathira.
Got some food, inshallah.
We hope so. That's why that's a part of the program. Do that. Hayyakum Allah. Hayyakum Allah.